An undercover probe conducted by China Central Television has revealed just how easy it can be to obtain fraudulent inspection certificates. Reporters in Shandong's capital Jinan were able to obtain fake emission permits from local garages as well as in local shopping centers.
Don't worry, you don't need to have your car fixed. I'm sure we can get it through inspection. You don't have to pay until I can take care of it. It will only cost you 200 yuan.
150
yuan will be given to the guys at the testing station. I will take the rest. They need me to introduce you. These guys are in charge of exhaust testing.
As per the rules, the testing is monitored by video cameras installed by the local Environmental Protection Bureau. However, the probe by CCTV has found the inspection center's director has revealed they found a way to bypass the observers.
We have found a way to get past the cameras. We've installed a switch at the end of the exhaust testing pipe. All we do is turn it off during the test.
Managers with the inspection center are also suggesting the testing equipment itself can be tampered with.
There are different methods. Equipment makers can help you deal with it. On top of manipulating the hardware, the software can also be configured. It's not that tough.
Around 40% of the machines used to test vehicle emissions in China are produced by Shenzhen-based Anshe Technology. Wang Hongliang is the head of Anshe's Shandong branch.
The manipulation of the software in our systems appear to be very well done. Our equipment, when untampered with, stand up to national standards, but they've found a way to manipulate the data which even the authorities with the Environmental Protection Bureau cannot detect.
The undercover exposed by China Central Television has found at least 20 vehicle inspection centers in Shandong, as well as Guangdong, Liaoning and Zhejiang, have been running similar scams to the one reviewed in Jinan. Authorities have yet to comment on the report. For CRI, I'm Xi Zhi.